This radio program is PG-13. Parents strongly caution some material may be inappropriate for children under the age of 13.
The following program is sponsored by Michael W. Smith.
The views expressed on the following program are those of the host and not necessarily those of staff, management, or ownership.
Phoenix, Arizona. Yes. Brother Mike is back on the radio. You are about to listen to the nastiest Christian radio broadcast in the country. You're going to hear the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, and we don't care who likes it. We never did. Today's Bible study, quacky chiropractors. Unbelievable material. Call somebody quickly and tell them the radio program's on. This is a jaw dropper. This is Brother Mike. I am the professional counselor at the Arizona Deliverance Center for over 40 years. I've been a counselor. We're located on 15th Avenue, just south of Osborne Road. It's the red brick building. Been on the radio 21 years, thanks to all your donations. Please go to the PayPal button and send us another one. I don't take a salary in the ministry, so all the money that comes in goes right into the ministry. I do not get paid a salary because I am what we call a volunteer. HardcoreChristianity.com is the website. You'll see all of our ministry services there. Please remember, I have a podcast every Sunday morning at 9 o'clock on Twitch.tv. Please remember that we have multiple services available for your healing and deliverance. We are not a church. We're a healing center. That's exactly what happens, believe it or not. That is not a bunch of bull or hype. Come to the services or watch them on our YouTube teaching channel. You will see the healings and the deliverances are 100% legit. That's the only thing I believe in. That's the only thing I do. It's legit. We have seminars. We have children's services, healing services. We have women's healing services. Monday night is our Zoom for the ladies at 6:30. Wednesday night's our Zoom at 6 o'clock for everybody. My deliverance training class is for everyone interested in learning the ministry of deliverance every Saturday at noon, the fourth Saturday of the month. It's free. Everything's free. Please come get healed. Please remember, Sister Karen is on the homepage of the website. The real estate market is picking up again. She'd love to list your home for sale. She loves working with born-again Christians. Quacky chiropractors. Are you kidding me? Did you see this article? Did you read it? Here we go again. Lust demons in command. Dictators of the United States of America. Lust demons. Running the show from sea to shining sea. Unbelievable. The level of perversion and lust being spread around not only America, but the entire world through Satan's number one servant, his most powerful monster, Pornhub. Here's the article. I wanted to read it to you. I hope you're ready. Quote, an Indiana man who advertised himself as a Christian chiropractor is facing several criminal charges as a result of eight of his former clients accusing him of rape and sexual assault. His name is Rock Bird. Yeah, I'm not making this stuff up, folks. You can't make it up. He's 61. He's in Danville, Indiana. He's in the city of Avon, Indiana. He works at Cornerstone Chiropractic. He's facing one felony count of rape, five felony counts of sexual battery, and four misdemeanor counts of battery. He's accused of raping a client, touching clients inappropriately over and under their clothes, during appointments and adjustments without consent, and pressing his genitals up against multiple patients. Okay, you come in to see this chiropractor. You get your vagina massaged, you get a genital massage. Instead of him massaging you, apparently he uses his genitals. What is going on here? How can this be happening? Well, you know exactly what's going on here. Lust demons taking over the United States of America. They're everywhere. It's not just Las Vegas, San Francisco, LA, New York, New Orleans. It's not just these major cities with gasping, gross, satanic sexual perversion. Oh no, far from it, friend. It swept the country. It's sweeping the country. There are perverts everywhere now. Here's the article again. Quote, Byrd identified himself as a practicing Christian, and listen to this, folks, reportedly began each of his chiropractic appointments by praying with the clients. Byrd was arrested initially, charged with rape in September of 2023 in relation to an alleged crime that occurred in November 2022. Byrd was accused of inserting a finger inside a female patient's vagina without her consent. He reportedly told the victim he thought that that was what she wanted. In the following months, after media coverage of his initial charge, several former clients came forward accusing Byrd of touching them inappropriately during appointments. So, folks, some of this is so insane and so deranged. A lot of people, A, don't believe it, and it almost sounds like a Saturday Night Live skit. It's so sick. The article goes on to say, quote, it was so gradual, I feel stupid now, one of the victims told Fox 59. Many victims told investigators they wrestled for a long time with Byrd's violations of their bodies because some couldn't fully understand what had happened during their visits with him. Now here's an example of the lust demons transferring. When demons transfer into a person's body, they frequently and quite commonly have a kind of a sense in their minds of their mind going blank, or sometimes they have kind of a sense of vertigo, or they kind of have a sense of kind of their minds fog over. That's very common if you pick up a transfer spirit. For example, if you slept with somebody who had demons years ago, you probably had some kind of a sensation while that spirit transferred from the person you slept with into your body. After you slept with this person, you notice very subtle changes in you, your attitude, your thinking pattern, some of your emotional responses to things. You may have sensed that your sex drive accelerated a little bit. You might have noticed that you had an increased kind of a lust scanner in your eyes. Every time these spirits transfer into your body, you'll have symptoms on a long-term basis. If you continue to be promiscuous and you sleep with heterosexuals or homosexuals, or you're living on the DL or whatever it is, this is a situation where you're picking up transfers and your condition gradually worsens. And when you sleep with someone else, you can transfer your demons into them. You can transfer your demons into them. This is a very common spiritual experience. This woman here testifying that said she couldn't understand what had happened during her visits with him. Several of the women gave that testimony. Some of the victims said they put their trust in Byrd because he presented himself as a, quote, Christian chiropractor. He was a Christian, and some of the women would talk to him about it. He would kind of give a testimony. Can you imagine that? The people couldn't understand what was going on. And it took them a long time to process it. Some of them even went back to him and were molested a second and third time. Well, they got together for a large lawsuit. They were suing Byrd and Cornerstone Chiropractic for allowing him to treat patients there. And his pretrial conference is scheduled for, believe it or not, next week. So this thing's going to be going to the head, and then the guy's going to, you know, go to trial, and he's going to get convicted. And he lost his career. He'd lose his chiropractic physician's license, and he'll lose his living, and he'll have to start over doing something else, maybe professional basket weaver. But trust me, when he gets back out, because he has lust demons and he hasn't gone through deliverance, he'll be back on Pornhub. You cannot get rid of your lust or your elevated sex drive or your desire for same sex, if you have same sex attraction, or you have gender identity issues and you were born a boy, you think you're a girl, you were born a girl, you think you're a boy. Okay, you cannot be healed of these conditions. You cannot be cured of these conditions. Why? Because the spirits that are causing the conditions are still in your body and they will not leave under any circumstances. What is the remedy? What's the prescription? Well, Dr. Brother Mike has it for you, 602-636-5800. You must go through deliverance and get these transfer spirits out of your body. You got to get these transfer spirits out of your body. If you had a heterosexual or homosexual relationship, an office affair, you used to be a swinger, you got raped, anything, you could have picked up a transfer spirit from someone who was affected with lust demons. And you will need to go through deliverance now to remove those spirits. And if you don't do it, you will never be completely cured. You may stop the behavior. You may become a Christian and repent to God for what you did. And if you do that, you will be forgiven for what you did. The precious blood of Jesus can cover any form of sexual sin, including the rape and mutilation of a minor or the rape or fondling of a baby. Those are horrible sins that can't even be described in words, but because of the incredible power of the blood that Jesus shed, if you sincerely repent with a broken heart, you can be forgiven for every single sexually related sin you ever got involved in. Immorality of any kind at any level can be forgiven. However, once you're forgiven, that does not remove the demons from your body. 602-636-5800. If you suspect you picked up lust demons and you suspect they transferred into your body and are causing your sex drive, dreams, repetitive bad dreams, nightmares, lust dreams, whatever it is, whatever symptoms you're having after you slept with that person had demons and you picked up a transfer, you need to be delivered, and you can be delivered here at the Arizona Deliverance Center. I see people healed of this all the time. I guess you would say I'm a professional in this area. 602-636-5800.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host and not necessarily those of staff, management, or ownership. This program was sponsored by Michael W. Smith.